January 18th, 1977, tape number 2, Johnny Brown. Put that on the front so that you don't get lost.
That's right. You ready for it to go now?
Oh, yeah, it's all ready. Let me ask you a question first.
Why, sure.
Tell me, what started you playing? Did anyone in your family play?
Well, none in my family could even play a guitar.
Really?
At all. What started me playing a guitar, I had a guitar with about 4 strings on it. And I didn't know what money was long and then. And I started out plunking on those 4 strings until I learned how to play different tunes. Just them 4 strings. And then I went out one time in Atlanta, Georgia, and I heard Mud Travels them on the street singing. I come back and try to sing what I hear them sing. And I went to California. I met a whole lot of them out there.
California?
He was singing a lot of different kind of songs.
Who'd you meet out there?
Well, I met a fellow out there called Sam Johnson. You ever know him? Hear talk of him?
What's his name?
Sam Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he used to be out on the street. He used to sing a song kind of like this.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. You ever heard him sing that? Well, I feel like jumping through the keyhole in your door. Every jump is time, baby, we won't jump no more. That way you turn the song on. They like that. You ever heard him sing like that?
No. I've never really heard him, but then.
But that's the way he goes.
Uh-huh.
It sure did. I listen to it, and then I catch all them songs on the box. And I'll catch the jam on the box too. Listen to this one good. This just may not be much, but it's good. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you all alone. I'm going to leave you, baby. I'm going to rock you all night long. Yeah. Well, you rock me in the morning, woman, rock me at night. I can't fool it, Lord. I'm going to treat you right.
Is that a Sam Johnson song?
Sam Johnson sang on that song. I tell you, but they put him in jail if they want to.
Who else you meet out there?
Well, you ever know the boy called Rev Stowball? He called himself preaching for guitar player and blues singing everything. Called Rev Stowball. You ever heard of him on a record like that?
No. Is he out in California?
Well, he's supposed to be out there, but he did.
Uh-huh.
He used to sing a song kind of like this. I'm going away to leave you, but I'm going back home to stay. Cause my best gal done quit me, Lord, it make me feel that way. Why there you left me early this morning. You left me lying across my bed. I didn't have no money. I had to eat this hard old cake of corn bread. I can play it on the box too. Sam Johnson, I'll tell you about.
Uh-huh.
He play all that kind of song. He had a Hawaiian guitar, you see. He played this way with that cross there.
Uh-huh. What was that called, that song?
He says it was the High Walking Blues. High Walking Blues. You know, he was a tall fella anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Johnson was the tallest man you ever seen.
Really?
Ooh.
How tall was he?
About 6.5 feet.
And how old were you when you went out to California?
How old I was?
Yeah.
I was right around 18 years old when I went out there.
Were you blind by then?
Or? I was born that way.
Uh-huh.
I never had seen anything.
Could you see a little bit?
Or? Well, I couldn't see nothing mounting there. Now I can see, but it looked like a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see, I was kind of, my people couldn't make me stay home. I told them I had to have me some money.
How'd you get out to California?
Traveling with other people and bus, too. I made money. See, uh-huh. I blow the harp long in that, too. I can blow a harp, bring my harp up here sometime.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring it up here tomorrow, Ray.
Yeah, right.
You won't be around here tomorrow, though. But anyway, I'm going to bring it up here sometime.
Okay. Sometime when Pete's here, he can get you taped with your...
Sure. You live here in Petersburg?
No, I live up in White Springs.
Oh, that's right, White Springs.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, I'll probably be coming back down again. I'll sure stop in when I do. See y'all. What was I going to ask? After California, where'd you go then?
Well, I went on back out in still in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Around, you ever heard talk of Pensacola?
Oh, yeah.
Maryland. You ever heard talk of that place?
What's that?
Maryland, Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. Were there any musicians around there?
Well, there was a lot of them around there, but they with all that singing out there, singing with a couple on the guitar to handle out like that. He didn't try to make no money, no records, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
One but one out there trying to make money. And that was Blind Boy Johnson. You don't know him. I don't know he won't, because he got killed, He got killed in an accident.
Uh-huh.
But he used to be around there with him. He couldn't learn him nothing.
Hmm.
Blind Boy Johnson, they called him.
Know any songs that you remember learning around Pensacola?
I used to sing a church song around there. The blind fella used to sing around. I could play that, too. It went like this. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere along all the time. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere along any. Preachers ought to preach so God can use them. That's called the Sisters Love Christian Song. Sisters Christian Love Song. They write it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another good song. The church song is pretty good.
Okay.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. You up in Georgia? Up way up towards Atlanta, Georgia, back up in that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been up there.
Oh.
When were you in Texas?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was in Texas along 1925. Stayed out there a good while.
Oh, wow. How long did you stay?
Oh, about 6 months.
Just about 6 months.
That's right. You see, I met up with some white boys out there. You can't everybody live in Texas.
Oh.
Yeah. Darrell and Dallas and Fort Worth and all like that.
Uh-huh.
You got to go out there with a steel mouth. If you go out there tending anything you hear or see, you might not get away.
Uh-huh.
You ever been out there?
No.
Well, I didn't know boy, you don't mind. I don't know. They don't play with you out there around Dallas.
They don't. What kind of music they play?
They play cowboy music.
Cowboy. You play any cowboy music?
I never did try to learn that.
Yeah.
I never did try, because it might seem like, you know, they might have thought I've been trying to mock them.
Mm-hmm.
And I so, yeah, I just play different songs on and on. I'm going to see, you know what the show is. I'm going to play it away and slow so you know it.
I says John Henry.
You sure know it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well,
well play it.
John Henry had a little my little guitar thing.
Where'd you learn that one?
Oh, I've been knowing that ever since I was about 13 years old. That's an old song.
Yeah, it sure is. That's a good one.
I'm going to see how you like this here.
Okay.
Now, I haven't tried it yet. I reckon I can play it. I don't know. I just showing you all them little funny jokes I heard. Because I haven't played none much yet. I just playing on. See, your guitar is all right, you know, but I don't want to sing too loud.
Oh, I don't think they mind.
They don't?
I don't think so. I think they'd tell us if they mind. You just sing out.
This lady would like to talk to John, and she'd like to know how long
he's going to
take
it.
Oh,
awesome. Little bitty baby child. I'm surprised that little baby can leave somebody like that.
Oh, well.
All of them is good to me as you can be.
Good. I knew you'd be happy there.
I'm just as happy as...
Sweet family.
Yes, ma'am, and I appreciate him. He gets coffee, food to eat, and it all treats me nice. And I love them all. And thank you.
That's
good.
Okay, then.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And come to see
me, too. Okay, I will.
I told this lady a while ago, I know you before you married.
Sure,
yes. When she used to come out down Driftwood, you know, Monroe, he used to like it. I said, I'm married, girl. Life keeps living. I said, you get a good lady if you do. I told him that more times than I think I'm told.
Oh, really?
I sure But that's my social worker, miss.
That's great.
Okay.
Well,
nice.
Bye-bye. Nice meeting you.
And come to see me, Miss Elvin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my
bye-bye.
Social worker. And she's my social worker.
Oh, she's a nice lady. She got you a nice place to live.
Huh? Sure. I've been knowing her since she's a girl. Sure.
That's
you
great.
Hear her say so, do you? I tell the truth when I speak.
Right. She's done... Found a good place to live?
Well, sure. I wish you could come out there and see her. Yeah, I don't get you.
Well, I'll be back, you know, so, you
well,
know.
You might go out there sometime.
Right.
It's a nice place like that.
Right. How long you been in Florida?
Oh, I've been in Florida, not to tell you the truth, I don't know exactly, but I've been here at least about 7, 8, 10, or 12 years.
Uh-huh. Down in this area?
In this area, all about in Florida, not just one place.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in Mayrana a while. You ever been to Mayrana? Mayrana, Florida.
No. Where is it?
That's right. Right down the other side of Quincy, going on back down that way, like you're going to Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been through in there?
I've been up to Quincy.
Oh, you've been to where? You've been up to Quincy?
Mm-hmm.
You all know about them Balcarbons down there.
Who?
Them Balcarbons. It works on Balcar down there. Got Balcar Field. They go out and pick that Balcar and put them, hang it up in them barns and things down there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, you know.
You been up to Monticello or up around
there? I've been all around through there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Monticello, Wake, it all with you. You been all along up in there?
Uh-huh.
Well, ain't that wonderful? You met up with a man on about traveling Florida over, my name.
What's his name?
Me.
Oh, yeah. No.
Johnny Brown.
Johnny Brown.
No, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you've been traveling around all your life then, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I've been traveling along. I've been traveling every which way.
Mm-hmm. Were you married? You were married, weren't you?
I was. My mom wasn't married long, and then I was trying to find my wife. I found one, and the Lord took her, though. She did. She's been dead about 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't finding another wife. Thought I had a girlfriend once. She left. Mm-hmm. She didn't leave me. Just went on the old note and come back. Mm-hmm. I tried to get down there.
Do you ever have any children?
My daughter named Frances. She stayed in Virginia. I don't bother little sister with her, ain't it? She said to my, she's mine. I don't know. I can't see her. I bet she called me daddy. Uh-huh. Tell me, ain't she my daddy? She was little. I said, yeah. And she got some size. She looked up at me. She said, you my daddy? Sure enough. I said, I don't know. She said, Mom, she talked too much. I don't want to tell her nothing. I deserve her daddy, but I don't know about it. You know, just little girl, but I don't really have to see my her mama. I don't really. Oh, as much as I don't know. I just love women.
Did you ever know Lead Belly?
Who?
Lead Belly? Honey Leadbetter?
You mean the white Leadbetter? Only white?
No, he was black. Just play guitar and 12 string.
Well, I think I was hearing him. Looked to me like I heard him in West Florida one time. Or somewhere. I had so many different music musicians there.
How about Jerry Reed?
Well, yeah, you mean Jimmy Reed?
Jimmy Reed.
Oh, yeah, he was plenty of time. Been played guitar along with him.
So. Oh, yeah? Whereabouts were you?
Well, I played guitar with him some in Montgomery, Alabama. He goes everywhere.
Hmm.
He sang, you know, you hearing some of the records, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
He sang, he used to sing a song all the time. You got records out now, like, oh, baby, you don't have to go. You hear that? You hear him sing that record? Now, imagine.
I've heard that.
Well,
can you play that?
That's Jimmy Reed. I don't sing exactly like he do, though.
That's all
right. I sang it this way. I love you, baby. Don't you wanna go? I love you, baby. Don't you wanna go with me? I give you my money, woman. Lord, that all is what I can do. You put it on. I work hard for you, woman. Work hard for you. I'll work hard for you day and night. I give you all of my money. Let you just be my lovely girl. I better put some black. I can sing if I want to, can't I?
Yeah, you can sing.
The other night I sang too. I sung Cried one time. I got my girlfriend. I ain't gonna do no crying now. I got to sing this song. listen to this song, good girl. Lord, I feel so lonesome, baby. I can't even sleep at night. Lord, I feel so lonesome, baby. Lord, I can't even sleep at night. Lord, I know my best girl done quit me. Lord, and the news done got all over town.
Wait,
I give the woman my money.
What's your mom, boy?
Everything I have. She got all my money, she told me something. Said I didn't want you to start with boy, cause my best friend done come back home. I said one day you're gonna need me, black woman. You're gonna need me before you die.
What's that called, John?
She got the record, that's what they call the Outlaw Blues. She got the record all over Pittsburgh. I mean all over Pensacola. But it's a whole lot to go to that song. That's a woman quit a man one time, got all his money, walked off and left. That's how he started singing that blues.
Who wrote that?
Ray Foster was his name, but he had another name for something else. His real name was Ray Foster.
Uh-huh.
You hear him talk to him, ain't
you? Yeah. Well, you ever play with him?
Well, I pretty tried to play along with him, but he sung his songs so many different ways. He was good music musician, though.
He used to what?
He's a pretty good music musician.
Oh, yeah,
he can
is.
Play a guitar.
He is. Let me close this door a minute.
All right.
Do you like my
thing, Laura?
Oh, I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm fairly glad.
The other people like it, too. Everybody's heard it, haven't they?
Why, sure. It seems like pretty good. I ain't playing as good as I can. I just playing along, you know, let you know.
Well, anytime you get tired or something, you just let me know, and we can stop for the day and do it.
Well, I play another song or two. I ain't tired at all. I know guitar playing guitar for women, ladies. They must be going out on the porch.
They're what?
I say you must be going out on the porch.
Oh, love.
Yeah, one of you. I see you notice your song. I see your hood. I'm a stranger here, just out in your town. I'm a stranger here, Lord, I just out in your town. The reason why I'm a stranger, everybody done. Break my heart and know I've never seen them women. And the man gets the morning and say,
one of your favorites?
That's one of them. That's part of it. That is some part of it. Now here's another one. You go like this. You tired of it?
No.
Well, I love you, pretty mama. Scared to call your name. Read why I'm scared to call your name, baby. You got a boyfriend just the same. That's all right, mama. Baby, that's all right for you. Lord, I'll do anything for you, baby. Lord, an old man can really do. couldn't sleep none at all. Cause you was on my mind, Lord, I was out laying out in the hall. Oh, I love you, baby. And I'm just home and scared to call your name. You know, I tell you, some songs you play, you got to run. But all the rest of print out like them.
What's that song?
That's the Love Stranger Blues.
And who wrote that?
Tampa Reggie sang that song too, right along with Stranger Blues. Uh-huh. He sang about, I'm a stranger here, just born in your town. Lord, I'm a stranger here, just born in your town. Well, it's cause I'm a stranger, everybody tried to throw me down. Well, the reason why you don't see baby, like you oughta do. Well, the reason why you treat me, baby, baby, yeah, like you oughta do. Cause you got another man and he don't know what to do.
What was Tampa Red like?
Oh, he's just a man.
Uh-huh. When did you play with him?
Well, I play with him a lot of times. Now whenever I catch me around places I go. But I ain't been on none of this yet. I'm going to find him. I know about where he is. Mm-hmm. He's somewhere up in Alabama. I'm in Montgomery somewhere.
How old are you when you played with him?
How old I was?
Yeah.
Well, I was about 20-some years old in Tampa. That ain't been too long. Because it's been a long time. I was about 20 years old when I met with Tampa Red.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I've been playing the guitar ever since I was about 13 or 14 years old. Going to different places. Mm-hmm. Playing with people.
Uh-huh.
I let people play and I'd fall all behind them, you know, just playing along with them until I learned the motion of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
I've been plunking on a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Did you find it hard to learn because you couldn't see?
That's a little trouble at first. The biggest trouble I had, you see, finally right here after I learned the notes, I can catch the note anywhere on them.
Uh-huh.
Go across the hallway, catch the note like that. You learn all that. I like that. You catch notes out of it. Then you catch them this way if you can catch your fingers fast enough. See?
What if you got on your finger
that thing
your slide? Yeah.
That makes your string sound, you know, keep from wearing out your finger so much.
What's it made out of?
That is a ring come off of, I forget what that ring comes off. But it ain't nothing better than a ring. I know it. It's nothing.
It's like copper.
It is copper.
Uh-huh.
They come off a piston, called piston.
Oh.
That's what that's called, a piston ring.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. See that? Right? See that?
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. This ain't a real a guitar ring. A real guitar ring is smooth, end to end, like smooth like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it steel, it makes the guitar sound, ring, like that. But this is not a guitar ring. That's a piston ring that I took and used it for a guitar ring.
It works real good.
It sure do. But that's all it is, a real ring that go on your finger. It's smooth from end to end like that there,
uh-huh.
From end to end. But it's wider than that. It comes way long down on your finger.
Right.
Now that's a guitar ring. Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people said, no, it's a pistol ring. They were you shot in the box. I ain't talking about that. A pistol come out of the car. Well, I told them, I ain't told pistol.
Have you ever heard a song called New Burying Ground?
I've heard that song, but I never did learn the words of it. But man used to sing, a colored man used to sing that on record, didn't he?
I think so.
He was a colored man, but I never did learn. But I was still up there. He used to sing around Quincy, all other places.
Uh-huh.
Burying Ground. I said, why did that man think he was going to die? I like that one. But really, I'm hearing it plenty of times. Yeah, he must have got records.
Mm-hmm.
He got records made of that. But I don't know how the song works.
You used to have a record player?
I had a record player, but I left it down in Tampa. Miami, because I got tired of talking about this kind of a large one, you know.
Uh-huh.
I got the after that Gussie passed away and had nobody much to sell it.
When's the first record player you had?
What kind it was?
Yeah, how long ago did you first get one?
You
start learning?
First ever had a record player?
Mm-hmm.
I've been having old record player ever since I was about 13 or 14 years old.
Hmm.
I had them, you know, when them old record players, you know, they'd go around and sang to your old-fashioned song.
Mm-hmm.
What make you do me like you do? I ain't done nothing to you. I thought that was good. Had one long in that time. But I was a boy.
Uh-huh.
I tell you how old, I told you that morning how old I was.
Yeah, you said you were born in 1910.
1910, October the 1st.
Uh-huh. And it makes you 67 now.
Absolutely. And I feel that's as young as I did 30 years ago. I don't feel a thing.
That's great.
That's good.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful. I feel that's as good. That's good. Now, what time it was? I was making some stuff.
Pardon?
What time it was? You got the time, Larry.
Let me... 40 and about 15.